Colin's going to be after the new year, I think. He's done a couple of his ligaments in his ankle, so he's out for a fair bit. As for Kyle, he hurt his shoulder. He didn't break his collarbone. I thought he had, and I was not totally hard, but I thought he had. And he's improved 75%, so we're still hopeful that he might be fit. But if not, we'll be making phone calls, trying to use all my contacts to try and get another goalkeeper to come in. And I think we need another goalkeeper anyway, if Kyle is fit, to support him, because Miles isn't ready yet.
Just on Colin Doyle, that is a big blow. He's had two injuries already since being here that has taken him out of the fray for you.
It's really disappointing, considering it was a flip of a coin on whether to play him in the FA Cup. And, you know, being accused of certain people of not respecting the FA Cup, I maybe he's respected it a little bit too much. And maybe I shouldn't have played Colin and he wouldn't have got injured. But, hey, that's what happens. We have to deal with that. There's no point in complaining about it. We get on with it, and we'll try and get them both of them as fit as quick as we can.
Not a great deal of time to go in the emergency loan window, is it, before Christmas now? It's later on this month that it closes. But with a goalkeeper, you can be allowed that little bit of extra leeway, can't you, if you've got injuries?
Well, yes, you can. But it's important that if both of them aren't fit, then we need to bring one in very, very quickly. And we're certainly doing that behind the scenes. And we're waiting for a couple of phone calls, which is very, very, very promising. As for the outfield players, then we're always trying to add. If we can bring somebody in to strengthen the squad, then we will. And I'll try very hard to do that until the window shuts.
When you're bringing in a goalkeeper on loan, do you have the conversation with the opposing manager who will want his goalkeeper to play? If all of a sudden you get leather and back fit for this weekend or next weekend, is that going to put you in a difficult position?
Well, the scenario is everybody wants their players to play when you take them out on loan. So there's, for me, the way of thinking is, if I'm going to take somebody on loan, then I've got to try and play them as much as I possibly can, because that might give us a chance to get an even better one the next time if I need one. It enhances the player coming across, and obviously helps me out, and it builds relationships with clubs. So you have to be very careful on who you bring in. If it's a younger goalkeeper, then yes, okay. If he needs to go straight into the team, then he goes straight into the team. And then if Kyle gets fit, then there's a competition. It doesn't mean to say once Kyle's fit that he automatically goes back in. If the other goalkeeper comes and plays well, then I've said to the players all along, and even the outfield players, that if you play well, you're going to keep your place. So there's a competition. We have to have that competition, and we have to have it even if the player's on loan.
With this additional injury in the goalkeeping department, has that made you have to change maybe one or two of your thoughts? With the budget you've got to bring players in, have you got to change one or two plans now?
Well, the budget is quite flexible. Every time I've gone to the hierarchy to say, can we do this, can we do that, the support's been there, which is excellent. So all I can do is put the names towards them and say, listen, I think this would enhance us and help us out. And every time I've done it, they've come true. So if that were the scenario leading up to the deadline at the end of November, then I'm sure they'll be very supportive.
With Miles Boney not being ready yet, does that suggest that you need a goalkeeper who's got some Football League experience behind him?
Well, it would help, and it certainly has to be somebody that that I've seen, or my goalkeeping coach has seen. I think taking a young kid is always a risk, but at the same time, an experienced player coming in can make exactly the same mistake. So, you know, that's a spin of a coin as well, I suppose. But it gives you a better chance if you've had somebody who's played in the league and especially played at our level. And that little bit of experience makes it a little bit more reassuring that I'm sure he'll do well. So it's just trying to find the balance, isn't it? There's some fantastic young goalkeepers out there, and there's some really good number twos and number threes who need to play football. We've just got to try and persuade the managers to try and let them come.